Blind Californians featured at this summer's ACB Audio Description Mini Conference by Susan Glass. Among the many exciting affiliate presentations and special interest programs featured at the ACB Conference and Convention held in Dallas last July, was an afternoon of seminars hosted by the ACB Audio Description Project, referred to hereafter as ACBADP. The focus of the seminars was entirely on the consumers of audio description, AD, in other words, on blind people. Since CCB members participated in 2 of 3 panel discussions, we thought it appropriate to share the day's activities with readers of the BC. The first seminar was called Audio Description, the Latest and Greatest. Presenters focused on the following key areas: updating attendees regarding the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act, CVAA. Sharing information about the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, hearings on audio description. Enumerating description in performing arts, museums, and National Park Service facilities. And summarizing new and ongoing audio description project initiatives. Featured panelists included Dan Spoon, who chairs the ADP Steering Committee, Carl Richardson, who works as the ADA Coordinator with the Massachusetts State House, Eric Bridges, ACB Legislative Liaison, and Tom Lodkowski, Vice President for Accessibility at Comcast. Following their presentation and a rousing question and answer session, a second panel took center stage to share audio description advancements in live theaters and museums. Mary Ann Siller, Dallas-based accessibility consultant and a representative from the Meadows Museum of Art, read a number of descriptions currently being featured alongside specific paintings now on display in the museum. Her presentation was especially relevant for a number of ACB convention goers who, 2 days later, participated in a guided tour of the Meadows Museum. Susan Glass then shared her experience attending an audio-described live theater production of Fiddler on the Roof at Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. Significantly, the describer was none other than Susan's own sister Jolyn Bailey Page. The described production was the result of a grant-funded collaboration between ACB and Arena Stage. Editor's note, see Susan's winning BF article. That afternoon's final seminar was called Audio Description, Make It Work For You, and focused on practical steps that all ACB members can take towards promoting audio description in their local communities. Speaking to our gathering on speakerphone from his home in Raleigh, North Carolina, ADP webmaster Fred Brack gave us a guided, link-by-link tour of the ADP website, featuring an in-progress directory of performing arts theaters throughout the United States that offer live audio description, listings of most recent DVDs with audio description, updates on laws pertaining to audio description, and audio archives of last summer's ACB Audio Description Conference in Las Vegas that featured a number of international presenters and attendees. If you've never checked out this website, do so. It's fabulous, and works beautifully with screen readers and braille displays. Its address is www.acb.org/ADP note. Susan Glass will write an article which she hopes will appear in the November eForum featuring Fred's outstanding work on the ADP website, and publicizing information about the ADP listserv as part of an idea exchange. Following Fred's website tour, we again heard from Dan Spoon and Carl Richardson in their capacity as members of the Film and Television ADP Task Force. They are currently working with representatives from the Regal Theater chain on a joint venture with ACB called Blind Date Night at the Movies. In either March or April of 2016, ACB would like to involve as many state affiliates as are interested in a night of blind movie going. The idea is that on an agreed-upon date, ACB members from chapters all over the country will attend an audio-described film at a Regal Cinema Theater in their community. Members of the ADP Steering Committee would like to partner with state and chapter affiliates to make this event happen. Participating chapters can work with their local press to publicize the event. If handled well, this can be an excellent public education campaign, and a beginning of dialogue between blind theater patrons and movie theaters in their communities. This is an exciting mentorship opportunity for all. Stay tuned for updates. Rounding out the afternoon's discussion, Marty Donovan, who is Capital Chapter Vice President and Advocacy Chair, shared how she worked with her constituents to bring audio description to Broadway Sacramento. one of the city's performing arts venues. Her chapter used some of its fundraising proceeds from a bingo event to attend a live, audio-described production of South Pacific. Attending audio-described shows performed by Broadway Sacramento is now an ongoing activity for Capital Chapter members. Silicon Valley Chapter Vice President Susan Glass then told about how a presentation that she made on audio description to the Vista Center for the Blind in Palo Alto resulted in Vista clients collectively purchasing tickets to a number of audio-described live theater shows at Theater Works in Mountain View and Palo Alto. Clients pay for their own tickets, and the Vista Center arranges transportation for everyone to and from the theater. This fact is worth noting, since inadequate transportation is often a significant barrier encountered by blind patrons wishing to TTEND live theater performances. Prior to each show, Vista clients also meet for dinner at a local restaurant. This too is worth noting, since many of us are more likely to participate in an outing with others rather than by ourselves. Now here comes my gentle pitch to all BC readers. I'm hoping that this article has piqued your interest in working with your CCB chapter to promote audio description in your community. Here are some recommended first steps. Visit the ADP website and browse the plethora of resources there. You'll get a sound foundation about AD that will allow you to educate your local community. Join the ADP discussion listserv to stay abreast of AD issues, and chat with others who share your specific AD interests. Familiarize yourself with the ADP Task Forces, Steering Committee, Performing Arts, Film and Television, Conference Planning, Awards, and Young Describers. You can read about these task forces, their responsibilities and their members on the ADP website. Join the ADP Audio Description Mentorship Program chaired by Susan Glass. Watch for an upcoming Braille Forum or BC article that describes the mentorship program in detail. Or contact Susan Glass at susenchglass@a.net. Call your local movie theaters to learn which ones offer audio-described films. Patronize those that do, and educate those that don't about audio description. Whenever you attend a live theatrical performance or dance concert, ask whether audio description is available. Ask ahead of time if you can, for instance, when purchasing your tickets. If the theater doesn't offer AD and theater personnel don't know about it, educate them. These tips also apply if you visit an art museum, a national park, or a nature preserve with visual signage. Make attending an audio-described event one of your chapter's recreational outings, and then share your experience with the rest of us by writing about it in the BC.